talk about the performance of the team. No Joe tonight. How do you think they responded?
I thought they responded, pretty good. Got off to a slow start. It's something I've been talking about for the last, about a week and a half now. I can clearly see when we don't have the energy at the very beginning, and I called a quick timeout at the start of the game because the energy wasn't there. But we then started to pick it up. Got some great production that first half from Josh Powell, who came in and did a great job. I thought Jeff T came in and did a good job as well. And that's what it's going to take when you got a guy out and that everybody has to step the game up, and we have some guys that did tonight.
How will your plan change with Joe being gone? What apparently will be 4 to 6 weeks? What changes?
Well, obviously we have to look for point production in other areas. There'll be some guys that'll probably play a few more minutes. Some guys that have some plays ran for them a little bit more. We just have to, we just got to get the difference of what we'll be missing without him. And I feel very confident that we can do that. I think we have enough, and coming in off the bench. Certainly Jamal is very capable. Al has been playing very well. Josh Smith has been playing well. Marvin's been kind of getting into a rhythm now. So we have guys that are capable. We just have to get some guys to step up, just a little bit more. We know that, without Joe in our lineup, we have to pick up the slack, and all teams go through it. Where players are out, and other people have an opportunity to play, and other people have opportunity to step in. So it'll be no different for us. We'll continue business as usual, and we'll just try to hold the fort down until we can get him back.
How much do you know about his elbow? What will need to be done?
I don't know much about it at all. I haven't spoken to our trainer or our doctors. I saw Joe as I was on my way out to the floor at the beginning of the game. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. So I'll go, I'll go in the back and I'll talk to him a little bit, talk to our trainer just to see what the situation is.
Coach, third quarter, Josh got a little excited, turned the ball over on consecutive possessions. He took a lengthy seat on the bench row, but it looked like the message was received and you guys finished up strong. Can you talk about that teaching?
Well, it was a combination of a couple things. It was at a point where he was coming out of the game anyway, because I saw that he was a little winded. And, his mistakes I've noticed come when he is fatigued, when he's tired. He gets a little lackadaisical, and I thought that's what happened. And I think it was three straight turnovers to the same guy. But that's something that I guess I'm going to have to deal with. But he came back and made just a heck of a play at the end there, a clear dunk for Rudy Gay, and he sniffed it out from the far corner and got his hand on it. But Josh is Josh. I got to live with the good. Certainly, I got to live with the bad, but he's done a great job for us. These last four games, this four-game winning streak we have, he's been huge. Just hopefully he can continue playing like that.
Memphis attacked you inside. They were real strong tonight, yet you guys still pulled it through.
They've always been tough for us on the inside, especially. Zach Randolph has always been a thorn in our side. Gasol's big. They've done a good job in the post. They'll post Rudy. And I thought our guys responded really, really well tonight. We battled them, but it was clearly a situation of their game plan was to attack us on the inside. And I thought we handled it well for the most part.
Yeah, talk about Al 20, I think 6-6, something like that.
Yeah, Al's been playing well for us. He really has. He's been the workhorse. And this is his fourth or fifth game where he's really established himself very early in the game, and I've gone to him going down the stretch in a lot of situations. And I'll be going more to him now that Joe may be out another game or two. So, we're counting on Al, and he's really stepped up big for us.
We saw Jamal finish down the stretch tonight without Joe in the lineup. Can we expect to kind of see that?
Yeah, because Jamal is a shot maker. He's a big shot maker. Tonight it was Mike Bibby that knocked the big shot down. But Jamal is certainly a guy that we'll have in the game down the stretch, because he is certainly capable of of creating for himself and creating for others. But he's not afraid to take the big shot. And those are the type of guys I need in the game at the end of the game.
Mike's made something like 17 out of his last 21 or 22 three-pointers. He seems to have a good rhythm, and he's taking, you know, the shots, the long shots at great times when he's up, his feet under him and everything. He looks really comfortable shooting the three ball, and he's not just jacking it at the wrong times. Do you sense that he's found a rhythm with his long shot?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I tell you, I've got to find, you know, I've got to get him more play calls ran to him, you know, because he, right now you're certainly right. He is into a groove. When he gets his feet under him, he can knock him down with the best of him. And certainly he made some big shots tonight. But, you know, he's just another guy that I can have in the game down the stretch, you know, with the ball in his hands. I know once that ball swings around and he has his feet under him, I'm confident that, you know, that he'll step in and he'll knock the shot down. He made some big shots tonight.
Thanks, Coach.